This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. It took me a long time to come up with my four tendencies personality framework, and I have to say the effort just about melted my brain. But finally, I was able to see the four types clearly. Upholder, questioner, obliger, and rebel. As I was trying to identify the four types, there was one kind of problem that I spent a lot of time thinking about. It was a problem that I didn't really face myself, but I knew that from talking to other people, it was a very common problem. And that puzzled me. It's the problem of taking care of yourself. I don't really have trouble with this, and now I know why. I'm an upholder who tips to questioner. And this problem usually isn't much of a problem for upholders like me. But it can be a tremendous challenge for obligers. And also, if you want to get technical about it, it can also be a big challenge for upholders who tip to obligers. This matters because obliger is the biggest group of the four types. Lots of people are obligers, so therefore, anything that affects obligers is a common problem, and it's often discussed. Someone says something like, I give 110% to my clients. Of course I don't have time to eat right or exercise. Or someone says, I'm so busy taking care of other people, there's no time for self-care. I found that when obligers do face this problem of taking care of themselves, it helps them to think, I have to take care of myself first if I'm going to be able to take care of other people. For instance, I very often hear people remind themselves of the line that we all hear every time we get on an airplane. Secure your own oxygen mask first before helping others. That's the idea. I must protect myself if I'm going to be able to help others. Now, it's also true about obligers that if obligers get too overwhelmed or drained, they can fall into obliger rebellion. When after meeting expectations for a long time, they can suddenly snap and say, this I will not do. Sometimes this takes a small, funny form, like, I'm not going to answer your emails for a week. And sometimes it's dramatic, like ending a long friendship or quitting a job suddenly. It's very important for obligers to realize that they must preserve themselves, even if the only way they can justify that is by thinking of their service to others. In the past, as an upholder myself, this argument always seemed unnecessary to me, but now I see why it may be necessary for others. There's a book by Ann Patchett that I've read a few times called Truth and Beauty, A Friendship. I love Patchett's novels, especially Bel Canto, and I also love her works in essay and memoir. In Truth and Beauty, she writes about her deep 20-year friendship with the writer Lucy Greeley, who died in 2002 when she was 39 years old. Greeley was an extraordinary person by all accounts, and among other things, she wrote Autobiography of a Face about losing part of her jaw to childhood cancer and her years of chemotherapy, radiation, and endless reconstructive surgeries. Here is what Ann Patchett writes. I put my hand on Lucy's back and felt her uneven breaths, the tremor of her shoulder blades. I was stunned by the rawness of her pain. I came to understand that night in the sports bar, safe from the blinding rain, that I could not worry about Lucy anymore. I knew then it was just too enormous for me to manage, and that worrying about her would swamp me. If I was swamped by worry, I would be useless to her. It was even possible that I would desert her. And that was the thing that could never happen. It's important to remember that if we're going to take care of other people, we need to take care of ourselves first. If you have no idea what I'm talking about with the four tendencies, I'll post a link in the show notes where you can take the free quick quiz and learn a bit more. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.